In California, the Drug Enforcement Administration is in trouble after a young man was left in a windowless holding cell without water or food for several days. Daniel Chong, an engineering student at UC San Diego, was visiting friends and, as he admits, smoking marijuana. DEA agents raided the house looking to bust an ecstasy operation. The DEA says it found drugs and guns and took 9 suspects back to their office for questioning. Later, Daniel Chong was left in a holding cell and forgotten.
About 4 days later, when agents opened the cell and found Chong there, he had to be hospitalized. In a public statement, the DEA has apologized. Today, Daniel Chong spoke with us about his ordeal. He explained what happened when DEA agents first detained him.
After they interrogated me, they all gave me a friendly smile, and we all walked together back to the holding cell area. After that, they handcuffed me to the back. They allowed me to put my shoes on, and they placed me into the holding cell. I asked them, why am I still being put in the holding cell? They said, don't worry, you're going to be released. This is just policy. We're going to come get you in a minute. And they closed that cell door.
When did you realize that something was wrong?
My best guess would be 8 or 9 hours after that door closed, and I was still bound. And by that time, I didn't hear anybody outside for that moment, and I started freaking out a little bit.
What happened to you then? I mean, how did you survive the next couple of days?
I took several actions. The main thing was that I noticed a fire extinguishing sprinkler on the ceiling. And that became my mission, just to set that off and try to get that water in the room.
And at your lowest point, what kind of things did you end up doing to sort of stay sane?
To stay sane? I didn't stay sane. Eventually, I was hallucinating by the second or third night. At one point, I begged them to urinate through the crack of the door just for me to drink. I was willing to drink other people's urine. I mean, it was pretty low and embarrassing. I got pretty shameless over there. And eventually, I became suicidal. I thought anything's better than just dehydrating to death. So I had glasses on at the time. I took my right lens out, and then I bit it with my teeth in order to create shards, and I did. And at one point, I tried to carve a note for my mom.
At this point, I've read that you're planning to sue the DEA over this. What are you hoping to get out of that action?
I'm hoping that they actually change a lot of things first. I don't want this to happen again. And I want to make sure that I get what I need, because I'm still recovering. I'm doing much better right now, but I'm taking it day by day, and I don't know. Changes have to be made anyway.
At the end of the day, why are you willing to talk about this publicly? I mean, this sounds like a very trying incident for you.
Well, while I was in the hospital, it seems like some people already had some information about it, but it really was a wrong image of me, and I wanted to correct that immediately and make sure that, they don't look at me as this drug dealer that was at this house with a bunch of stuff that was found. And I certainly am not. I wanted to make sure that if they have a story, it would have to be the right one.
Well, Daniel Chong, thank you for taking the time to talk to us and tell us your story.
Oh, no problem.
Daniel Chong was detained for about 4 days in a windowless cell after being picked up in a drug raid in San Diego. The DEA has had no comment beyond its apology, a statement describing the incident, and a promise to review its detention procedures.